Maybe just sharing. It was my birthday on Thursday, and I actually celebrated it in London, and it was such a great time. I feel very much that when I was walking around, I was just like thanking God, and then it was just reminding me of visions and goals. You know, we have a really big world out there, and yes, there's many negatives that are going on, but also there is a lot of positive that we can really take out of every day. We have God on our side, you know, and we have the Lord Jesus Christ who is going to return, who is going to gather the church, and that is exciting. So, you know, even on our worst days, as such as it could be, we still have that great hope. We still can have that excitement within our heart because we know, you know, not even death can touch us. And it is so exciting to know what we have going forward, to know what we are all a part of, and what we all truly believe in our hearts. When I was walking around London, I was just thinking of how much opportunity there is within the world, you know, how many people there are, you know, inside. Sometimes we could be within our own four walls, which granted is the most important four walls, but there is also a lot of people within the world, a lot of people who really do desire, who really do really want what we have. We are so blessed that we have, and we have a knowing, and we have our great ministers here, that we have the truth that lives within us, that we can truly wake up again with joy in our hearts, knowing that God is for us. And you know, when and we shouldn't let little things bother us. We shouldn't let the things of the world that try to distract the world. You know, we should be different to the world. We should, you know, be have that strength of God within our hearts when things do come up, knowing that God is really with us and God really wants the best for us, that we can have that excitement. We can really have an exciting life, but it's where our mindset is, where we choose to how our perspective. How is your mindset today? Is your mindset, oh no, you know, oh, I don't fancy doing that, or I don't fancy doing this? No, really get up and be strong. Be strong in the Lord and really do what is encouraged. You know, those important five fundamentals are so important. And when they are all in, when you're really on, you know, you're doing each one 110%, then God can really give you such great visions, goals. You know, I really feel there is a place that each and every one of us can be and are going to when we really focus in and put God first in the areas, you know, in those five fundamentals. They are so important, and not forgetting, you know, the things that God has put on our hearts, you know, for us to do. Well, and it is simple, but the carnal mind wants to try and complicate it. Just go ahead, do those things, and let God do the work. Let God move for you. Don't try and control each situation. You know, there could be many situations, things, you know, they are so small compared to actually what is going on right now. You know, daily living in the things that are annoying us really should not. And the mindset is really to be joyful, to enjoy, you know, to really just look at things the way God sees them. How do you see yourself? How do you see your life? Really, how do you see the things of God, you know? And God really wants us, each and every one of us, to have that excitement, to not lose that, to really know where we've come from, and to really understand the truth of his word within our hearts. You know, and God has brought us all from such a, he brought us into such a glorious place. You know, he has strengthened each and every one of us. And now we can really just enjoy and keep that focused, really that focused heart and focused mind into our everyday living. You know, when we wake up and we decide, you know, we all make a decision, we all make choices. What choices and decisions are you making for your life? The most important thing, you know, is the path of God, the journey of God. But when Jesus, when we are gathered, the church is gathered on Judgment Day, that we could be, you know, we could be judged correctly and rightly, and you know, we can be free within our heart every day, knowing that, you know, you're doing the work of God. What you know to do, you're doing, and doing it to the best of your ability. You know, there's our minister on here is so dedicated, everything so dedicated. That is one example of a Christ-like person to really dedicate his life, their life, to God. And it is amazing to see the dedication and what we can truly, that example we can truly follow, the dedication of what a believer is, and you know, the no excuses, really waking up and seeing, you know, seeing, okay, what is it that maybe I might be missing today? What is it I might be missing the mark? Not to condemn ourselves, but just to become better. We should all strive to be better. All strive to really be that what, and like doing a checkup from the neck up. Actually, where am I? And where can I be? Am I really doing everything that I'm meant to be doing right now? Am I really following God and his path? Or am I following my own? And you know, if the answer is your own, then all it takes is one step to go back, one step to really say, okay, you know, the world doesn't offer me anything, but God offers me everything. And I know that, you know, that's where the peace is, that's where the love is, that's where the consistency is. And God has such great visions and goals for you. He has such a great vision and goal for each and every one of our lives. But it's really about that locking in with God. And he will really show you. He is going to show you things that we never knew possible, you know? There's many people right now who are really going to really desire the truth and really want to know the truth. So are you going to be the quiet one to not speak up? Or are you really going to have that voice? Have that voice of God in people's situations for them? Because that's what people need. They need the truth. They don't need to be buttered up by the truth of the world and, you know, being the believer that agrees with them and feels sorry for them. No, give them the truth. Really speak the truth in love. You know, that was one of the best things that has ever happened to me, speaking the truth in love. And sometimes, even now, I do not like it. My carnal mind really wants to, you know, really not agree. But I know it's just my carnal mind just trying to get me off the path. It's the most important path that we're going to take, whether that's career, whether that's, you know, whatever we do in life, this is the most important thing. Most important thing. So really recognizing that, really recognizing the focus, and really getting, you know, it into really getting back onto the path, or onto the path with God. So, it's been a really great weekend for me, definitely, just to, you know, it felt like I needed to recuperate. You know, didn't have the kids around me for the weekend, which is a bit of a, you know, I always have my children around me. So it was just nice. It was nice to walk around in the busy city and really just thank God and really just see things for how God wanted me to see them. You know, the opportunity of what could be. And, you know, the opportunities that God can each give each and every one of us. We can have conferences. We can have, you know, we can really be the ones to stand up and really be preaching the word, the good truth, the word of truth to people. And whether that be, you know, in Bristol, whether that do be in London, because there's, whether that be in Ireland or, you know, wherever that be. God has a path for you, but if you're going to go your own way, then his hands are tied. So don't tie his hands. Really just stay with God and really just learn, you know, to sit with what God is really encouraging you to do. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share.